Is this right?
Hello, Rusty?
Yes.
Hi, Rusty. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Monday.
Yeah, sure is.
You don't sound too excited.
No, I've had a tough day.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
No, it's all good. So what are we looking at on pricing? What are you guys offering?
You're looking at a flat rate. Let me see. In business since 2005. Okay. Let me just take a look at what's here. I do see a Google Business profile. You're in Miami County, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I can waive the setup fee. We can bring the monthly down to $299 a month, month to month, no contract. Do you want to hear about the program details?
Yeah.
Okay. So first and foremost, we're going to take your current Google Business profile and we're going to clean it up. We're going to put keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, the content creation, full programming, and then we're going to go ahead and anchor that to the first page of services. I don't see a website.
Who's there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you.
Okay, so I said we're going to take your current Google Business profile, and then we go ahead and provide it with keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We're going to go ahead and clean this up out there. Your current Google Business profile has a 3.4 star rating out of 5. We're going to go ahead and get some 5-star ratings and get that ranking up, but also include full programming for the profile itself and anchor it to the first page. In addition to that, we do go ahead and include a full website as well. That's Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized. So we build, host, maintain, and showcase the website for you directly. I'm sure you have plenty of before and after photos, right?
I usually don't take pictures of my work. Like, say, everything's word of mouth. And we stay busy all year round every year, but
okay.
I am trying to expand a little bit.
Okay. So is this something you're interested in, or?
I don't know. It just depends on the price. So when you're saying my name pops up on the first page, I mean, what's that mean?
Okay.
I mean, is it at the bottom of the list, or is there 15 on the page, or?
So within the local mapping section on Google, there's anywhere from, you know, in any given area where you're at currently. Let's see how many there are.
Because my office is in Miami County, but the majority of the work we do is in Johnson County.
Mm-hmm. Well, your Google Business profile is registered in Edgerton. Correct?
Yeah.
So there appears to be in your specific area, your exact area, there seems to be about 10 to 15 listed on the first page of Google. Now, nobody can promise top spot for second or third, but what happens here is the position we're talking about is for the local map listing. So right there where the business is physically located and in the surrounding area, you're servicing out 50 miles. That's why we would go ahead and include Facebook ads with the package to give you the length on the program, so to speak. Okay. This is going to allow you to reach out to a further market, especially because things are a little bit more spread out where you're at currently. You're looking to target a different area. If you want to and you have the means to go ahead and verify the business at a different business address that is located, you know, a little bit closer to where you guys are actually serving, we have the ability to do that as well. We can send out for re-verification, which definitely wouldn't hurt for your business. We have the ability to go ahead and do that as well. So it's really just kind of dependent on what the needs of the company are.
Okay.
So the package includes that first page placement on Google within the local map. It includes all of the social media marketing and Facebook ads. It also includes a full website that's Google compliant, conversion driven, and mobile optimized. We ensure that you also have placement with the top 60 directories. So this includes Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu, you name it, we give you a listing there. What that does is increases the brand relevancy, helps with the optimization, and gives you a very strong, dominant internet presence, okay?
All right.
How does this sound to you so far, Rusty?
Yeah, like I said, we users don't do advertising. I'm just trying to think it over. So you guys build the website yourself then?
Yes, we've been in business for
18
years.
Provide?
Nope, we've been in business for 18 years. We have an entire website development department.
Okay, and then the $2.99 a month, is that just for, I have to sign up for a year, or I can cancel it any time, or what's that about?
You can cancel it any time. It's all done month to month. There's no contract. We do suggest that you stick it out a minimum of 2 months because first page placement takes a maximum of 30 to 45 days for my company to achieve. Again, it doesn't always take that long, but we do recommend that you stick around at least 2 months to get your, you know, to be able to see the return on investment.
Okay. So if I decide to go with it, what would be the next step then?
Well, the next step is I just get a little bit of information from you, and we take payment, read the voice verification outlining the fact that you're locked in at $2.99, that it will never go up or change, and also we schedule the client onboarding. That phone call is a 20 to 30-minute phone call. We do block off an entire hour just in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. What happens in this phone call is if you have any photos, then we have you send them in to us. If you don't, we can use stock photos. It's not a problem. It's a fact-finding and gathering conversation. So they're going to get access to the Google business profile, go ahead and get the Facebook business profile set up, and just get the information we need from you to go ahead and begin the programming.
Okay. I mean, I'm only getting shy.
I think you'll love it. Okay. You'll also get a complete tracking and reporting system with the entire package, Rusty, and I will be the lead on your account and point of contact. So the first thing I'm going to do is send out a text message with my direct phone number and extension line, and then the second text is going to be taking you through the tracking and reporting system. We actually include a downloadable app with call tracking as well. That way you can manage everything directly. Okay? Now, what is your last name for account purposes?
It's McCarthy.
Is that capital M, lowercase c, capital C-A-R-T-H-Y?
Correct.
Is your first name officially Rusty, or is it something else?
It's David, but everybody knows me as Rusty.
Okay. On your credit card or the card you're putting on file, does it read David McCarthy?
It does.
Okay. Email address?
professionalfinish@gmail.com.
You got lucky. You got that one pretty quick, huh? Had that email for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Your business has been around for quite some time, so you got it pretty much like right after Gmail started, it looks like. Feel like that would be a pretty popular one. I'm sending everything over in writing. The first email coming through is going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. The second one's going to be labeled client dashboard and analytics. Now, I have the business address currently. It looks like it's a home office at 23946 Crescent Hill Road. Is that correct?
It's Crescent Hill Road, but yes.
C-R-E-S-N-U-T?
No, it's C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T.
Crescent. Okay. Let me go ahead and change that out as well. Oh, there we go. Okay. And then for the services that you're offering, are you offering both residential and commercial?
Yeah, we do both, mainly residential, driveways, parking lots. It's kind of bread and butter what we do.
Okay. All right.
And
do you have a logo?
Of course. I do.
Okay. hours of operation when you want the phone calls?
5 to 5 would be fine.
5 to 5, is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't imagine that there's a lot of concrete emergencies, right?
Actually, you'd be surprised.
Would I? Okay. Do you want to offer any emergency services?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Do you have licensing, insurance, and tax ID information?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't need it right now, but they may ask for you to send the documentation in during client onboarding. Do you have a current Facebook page for the business or personal?
My wife deals with all that. I know.
Okay. No worries. That's fine. Yeah. No worries at all. So what will happen is during client interview, they'll send a document over how to add us to your Facebook page so we can begin the programming and go ahead and take care of everything with the Facebook ads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The phone number you want the clients to contact on is the one we're speaking on, 913-706-0657. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Are you also offering stamped and decorative concrete?
We do.
Any epoxy floor coverings?
No.
Okay. And then let me schedule your client interview. Like I said, we block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. The conversation itself is about 20 to 30 minutes. I have available appointment time today between 4 and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, or we can choose any time tomorrow starting as early as between 9 and 10.
Try me tomorrow. Well, I should be pretty available. I've just been sitting in my truck lately.
Okay. Do you want the first appointment between 9 and 10 a.m., or do you want something a little bit later in the day?
It doesn't matter. 9 and 10, like I say, I broke my leg, so I'm just sitting in my truck healing and trying to run the job site. So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Pretty available.
That sucks. Okay. So what's going to happen is you're going to receive an email notification here that's going to say local splash, CI for client interview, EN for English, your first and last name. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text and an email reminder. We will call from our 877 phone number to go ahead and secure the client onboarding process for you, Rusty. And when we do this, what happens is we go ahead and I will call, I will introduce you to your onboarding agent, and we'll get everything moving forward at that point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to secure the position today for the first page placement, is there any initial on your card, or is it just your first and last name?
Like my middle initial?
Correct.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
R.
R, okay. And the billing address is the home office there?
Correct.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
I never get my card over the phone to people that call. I just don't, and they'll never have, so there'll have to be another way to push payment.
Sure, absolutely. Give me just a second here. I can go ahead and walk you through how to input the information yourself into the back end of the dashboard. Let me do this. Okay. Okay, so I'm sending you a link now. It's going to be a link to my.localsplash.com. This is going to be the, it's actually going to be the the dashboard itself where you would be doing all tracking and reporting. You'll see your username and password there where you can go ahead and log in, and then at that point I'll walk you through.
Okay.
Correct. You should be able to click that link and it should take you there. And then the username is always going to be the phone number on the business. And it looks like your username, I mean, your password is NetMedia, all lowercase. So.
Okay. The card number that I actually put online is over the card, the one that my wife has. So
okay.
I don't use my business card just for anything online at all. Just kind of worried about all that.
Okay.
So that would have to be something that we'd have to either take care of tomorrow or later on this afternoon when I get back to the office.
Okay. Well, if you want to do it tomorrow, then we need to push your client onboarding time out. If you want to do it later this evening, just let me know what time is best for you.
Let's just do it tomorrow. That way I can grab her card and I'll just take it with me tomorrow.
Okay. So I can push your client onboarding till tomorrow after, like I can do, let's see, 10 to 11 and I can call you in the morning between 9 and 10 and we can go ahead and get the payment situation squared away.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll put you in the calendar for that. And then if you want to, at any point in time that you go ahead and you sign in to the back end of the dashboard, what you do once you get in there, Rusty, is there's going to be a little emblem that's going to have your initials, it's going to have the DM initials there. And then at that point, you can go in and you can go click in there and you can update the card information and everything yourself at any point. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you tomorrow and thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.